Rabotai, just one short halakha. The Baalei Musar bring it down, the Pilei Yoetz talks about it as well, that it's proper whenever you're giving your friend a blessing, or for that matter a child a blessing, you should always bless God first and then give the blessing to the human. Wouldn't it be proper to bless the person before you give praise to God? The Pilei Yoetz gives a simple, practical example of this. When a person gives a blessing to his children on Friday night, so we give them the traditional blessing. You see, Michai, Elohim, Kefraim, Chim, Nashef, it's the boys. Or you see, Mech, Elohim, Kisra, Rifkar, Ahad, Vedea, if it's the girls. However, he says, before you do that, you should say, Yitbarach Shem Ola'ad, that God's name should be blessed eternally. Or, Yehi Shem Adonai Mevorach, Me'atab Adonam. And actually, it's a Zohar Kadosh that says this explicitly, that always when a person comes to bless his friend, he should always give a short blessing to Borei Olam first. Another practical case would be at a Simha like we're at today. It is customary that when a person, let's say, has a glass of wine, so they pick up the glass of wine and they cheers, they toast to each other, and they each say to each other, L'chaim, which is a blessing. And then if they say L'chaim, they say Borei Pri HaGefen. That would be the wrong order. It would be more proper to say Borei Pri HaGefen first, which you're giving the blessing to God. Of course, take a sip, so the beracha is valid. And then after you made the beracha, to turn to each other and say, Lechaim Tovim U'Shalom.